Praise God, we have just a very short word this morning on youth. And every time I see young people serve the Lord, it always touches my heart, because when I started serving the Lord from the age of 18, I knew what it was like. There were so many things that we don't know, so many experiences that we don't have yet. And all you have is a heart full of dreams and visions, and you want to achieve something for God in this life. And let me encourage the youth, it can be done. It's good to start young. Hallelujah. Those of you who are older and you're saying, well, I didn't start as a youth, I came to know the Lord Jesus when I was 49. And praise God, there is always room. It's never too late to start. Those who start early, of course, there's an advantage. And those of you who have young people, your children, etc., encourage them to serve the Lord early. I never could understand Christians who always tell their children, you know, that, when they have a call from the Lord, say, wait, don't serve the Lord yet. Wait till you're 21. Wait. And then by the time 21, wait until you're 25. By the time they're 25, wait, get married, settle down, and some children, wait, under 30. When they're 30, wait a bit more. And by the time we wait, Jesus has come. Now, I know for some of us, God will call us from young. For some of us, God will call us in our latter years. Whatever age God calls us, we need to be faithful to God. And as we consider this fact about the young, let me read some scriptures from the Bible. And we are looking at the book of Timothy. Timothy also was a young man when he started serving God. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. I'd like to look at first three important categories for youth and young people. That youth do have special temptations that those who are older may not have. In verse 22, it establishes that fact. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart. Now that word flee youthful lust talk about some temptations and some things that young people go through. And I'd like to list three little points that are important and the struggles of you. Some of us who are older in life, we may not understand this struggle, especially when we came to know the Lord late. And we never look at Christianity from a teenager's point of view. Or we never encountered Christianity from a teenager's point of view. All youth in general have these three major problems. And number one, identity crisis. Youth is a time when you're finding yourself. You're not only trying to find the world, you're trying to find yourself. And I call the first point to find who you are. To find who you are in life. And that's a struggle in itself. Many youth do not succeed and they grow up as the older people who are floating from one place to another. An identity crisis is the first problem that youth have. They need an identity. They need to find out who they are. Who they are in the Lord. Who they are in this life. Who the Lord wants them to be. The first question is a question of who I am. And when they find that first answer, it will be the solution of their first problem that you come across. The second is what they can do in their life. Or what they want to do in their life. The second is in the area of temptation. The first is identity crisis. The first is temptation. There are so many things that are new. And there is always a curiosity natural to all young people. We want to know. Everything is new. There's so many things that are new. The first time you begin to feel it, infatuation. The first time you begin to be exposed to things that are in this life, in this world. There are so many temptations out there. What can I do and what can't I do is the next problem that you face. And if those problems are not resolved carefully, they may not successfully pass through their youthful stage and end up as failures in adult life. So the second question is a question of what? What can I do and what can I do? It's in the area of temptation. The third is the area of experience. Inexperience is always a problem in life. And even more when you start life as a young person, you're inexperienced. And that can be a liability. And the third is the question of how. Because we're inexperienced, we don't know how. How to do those things that we know we ought to do. How to go about conquering the little hills, not talking about the mountains yet. And when I minister to young people, I found that there's a great need for wisdom. Because sometimes a young person says, I can solve this problem this way. But from an adult point of view, you can see 20 solutions which are good. And they see only one which doesn't, as we see from an adult point of view, doesn't really solve the problem. And inexperience is a great liability that needs to be overcome. First, identity crisis. Second, temptation. Third, inexperience. First, who? Second, what? Third, how? We don't know as many hows as an adult knows. An adult may know 2,000 hows to do something. You mean, if they could find one, they get overexcited how to do something. And we need to be aware of this, whether we are young people or older people ministering to you. How do we overcome these problems? Number one, when it comes to identity crisis on the who, it is important to saturate our lives with the Word of God and with the right principles, and these will establish who we are in life. What God has made us to be. When young people are told all kinds of wrong things by the world, by newspapers, or by adults who are negative, they enter an identity crisis. When they are told all their faults and all that they can't do, all their problems and all their weaknesses, which are there. I mean, they are young. They haven't been polished yet. It's obvious that they will be there. Adults react and become negative towards their lives. They begin to have an identity crisis. And the first solution is to be saturated with the Word of God. I have found that young people saturated in the Word of God never have an identity crisis. They know who they are. They walk in life like they know where they are going. Who God called them to be. Children of the living God. The Most High God. Let's look over at the book of Timothy. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, Paul says to Timothy in verse 15, that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. One reason why Timothy was so secure in his life, he knew who he is in life, is because he knew the Scriptures from the time when he was young. If you look at Acts chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, before he met the Apostle Paul, he was a successful leader. He's a young man. When Paul met him, he was still a young man. There was a young man in that church in Lystra and Derbe leading a whole group of adults and other people because he knows who he is. We cannot be a leader if we have an identity crisis. Leaders must know who they are to be secure. And even more, you cannot rise up to be leaders if they don't know who they are. And the first solution is the Word of God. Only the Word of God can give confidence in youth's life to enable them to do what God has called them to do. They need that confidence to know who they are, and there's nothing better than the Word of God that tells us who we are. And it even tells us principles of all these areas of what, which covers the area of what to do, what they can do, what they can't do. Second problem, temptation. It is true that when we are young, we are weak. Look at the little baby. They need protection. And young people need protection. The second solution, surprisingly, I know the word of God helps. But young people need a role model. It is not good enough for young people if they find out what the Bible says they can do and what they can't do. They want someone to show them what they can do and what they can't do. The second solution is to link up with the right people. When you link up to wrong people, to gangsters, to evil people, who show them what they can do, what they can't do from the evil side, which is all upside down and wrong, they begin to follow. And by the time they turn 21 and go in the 30s, they are rotten criminals fit enough only for the jail. Young people need to know right and wrong, not only from the Bible. You can't tell young people what is right and what is wrong and leave it. Young people want to go by what they see in another person's life. And the second solution, parents or young people, parents, make sure your young people have good role models and follow the right people and mix with the right people, with the right friends. Or if you're a young person, get into the right fellowship and friendship. Link up with the right people who will be able to impart on your life the sense of right and wrong that they themselves have developed. If a young person links up with a criminal, they will grow up without a conscience. If a young person links up to a man of God, or people who know right and wrong, righteous people, or a righteous businessman, who is so strong in the law of God, that he wouldn't even take one rubber home that is not his. So strong in principles, the young person will grow up with a sense of right and wrong. They will know what they can do and what they can't do. So the first solution is the Word of God can give us help in identity crisis. Second is friends or role models to help us know what we can do, what we can't do. All young people like to follow. They like to follow a role model. If you say, do something, they would love, they can try their best to do it, but they can do better if they can follow somebody who can do it well. If you're young sons or daughters in the Lord, and if you notice that they're good at badminton, try to find a good Rudy Hartono to follow along, and they'll end up fantastic. But you leave them all alone, they may not develop that gift. You see, even though they may be gifted, they can't develop the gift under the link up with the right person who can develop the gift. In fact, you look at all the champions, talking about professional sports, and all the champions are developed, they have developed not because they're prodigies by themselves. It's because when they were young, their talent was noticed by somebody, an adult, and who is interested in them and develop their talent. Link up the right role models who can be role models for them and show them what to do, what they can't do. The third area is on the how. Inexperience. How do we deal with inexperience? And that is in the third area, which has to do with the young people themselves, is to put their hands to work in all that they can. And there is no shortcut. We have to find something to do. Young people should not grow up sitting in front of the TV 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. They will not grow. They will lack experiences. They will become very funny. Nor should they grow up 5 hours a day playing video games for 7 days a week, month after month. They will never grow up. They need experience. And that is where it comes by apprenticeship, working. And young people need to occupy their time, put them under apprenticeship to different things. Let them have a chance to experience different things in life. And let them be able to follow somebody else who brings them to different experiences, and you'll find that through each one of those experiences, they gain. They need to learn how to vacuum the floor, how to do all this work. And hard work is one of the trainings that all young people need to go through. If we don't succeed in putting discipline and hard work in the youth, it's very hard to put it when they're adults. Some of us have a discipline problem as adults because we were not disciplined as young people. And the only chance that we had to learn discipline was when we were young. Young people have a lot of energy. They just want to do something. And they must have something to do. If they don't have something to do, it's dangerous. Never know what they will do. And in experience, we need to guide their experience to experience the right thing. There is apprenticeship that will enable them the kind of experience. If a young person has a call, their ministry can come up faster if they apprentice under someone who has a call. If a young person desires to be a good businessman, it will be good if they apprentice under a good businessman. If a young person has a call to the area of any different profession or artwork, it would be good if they apprentice under an artist. We have lost that in society. Our society has developed a classroom education system. From primary school to secondary to university, we have adopted a classroom situation. But in some of our good professions, like medical doctors, even we realize that there is a necessity for internship, because there's no replacement for apprenticeship. But yet in a lot of other things, apprenticeship is not practiced in the training of professionals, whether it be the kingdom of God or the professions in this world. And yet in the Bible, you notice one of the key factors in the people coming up is apprenticeship. And we need to do that to give young people experience in life. Now in closing, I encourage each one of us to start. It's never too late to start wherever we are. Some of us who are young, who are in our teenage time, you say, I want to enjoy the world before I serve God. Let me tell you, by the time you enjoy the world, you don't want to serve God. It may be too late. And let me point that a lot of the great people in the Bible and a lot of the great men and women of God in church history started young. You have an advantage when you start young. Because when you start when you're 50, and by the time you're successful, let's say it took you 10 years, nothing, there's no shortcut, you're 60. But if you have started at 15, and you took the same 10 years, let's say because you're young, you take another extra 5 years, it took 15 years, you're 30. It's important to give our years to God. And all the people in the Bible, from Timothy to the Apostle Paul, started to serve God not when they become adults at 21, when they were teenagers. Paul makes this statement in Acts chapter 26. Wherefore, my manner of life from my youth, which was spent from the beginning among my nation at Jerusalem, all the Jews know. From a young man, Paul was brought up under the best teachers, Gamaliel, and he grew up in a religious surrounding, and he was a very religious person. The Apostle Paul, one of the greatest apostles that church history has produced, started when he was a teenager. And some of the successful people in the Bible who became very, very rich businessmen started when they were youth. Turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. Okay, there was this rich young man. Many times you don't find a rich young man, and you realize that more times you found a rich old man. Why? Because it took them so many years to accumulate their wealth. But once in a while, you find a rich young man, not just getting inheritance from his forefathers, but working their way up, because they started young. Look at the book of Mark chapter 10, and the story of this rich young man. And he came to Jesus in verse 17, and says, Mark 10 verse 17, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now, there was only one thing lacking in his life, spiritual growth. But in the world, I mean talking about the world, and the society at that time, he was very successful. Now let's for a moment just look at his success in society. Why did he succeed? And Jesus said, well, keep all these commandments. You do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And look at what he's answering in verse 20. Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth. Now you know why he was a rich young man. He could have been a rich old man. And maybe he could have fallen away. And well, I don't know why people always think teenagers have to fall away. They don't have to. We have Bible examples, they don't have to fall away. And a lot of people fall away in their teenage life. They go into the world and they get mixed up around it. By the time they woke up like a prodigal son, they may be in their late 20s. And let's say they really turn around for God, really start living the commandments of God. God may take them another 10 to 15 years or 20 years to prosper. But let me tell you, coming back to God and starting over again is harder than starting new. It's harder to build a new building on an old place, an old building, than it is to build a new building when nothing is there yet. Why? Because you've got to knock down the old first. There's so much renewal of the mind we've got to undo in order to start afresh in God. This young man was a rich young man because he started young. I encourage you, young people, don't think about breaking all the commandments of God and not keeping the laws of God. Don't think about enjoying your life and coming back to God one day at the last nick of time, just before it's time to get into God's revival, because by the time you come back, you will be an old person. It is better to taste success when you're young. Hallelujah! Now, not to discourage those of you tasting success in your latter years. It's never too late. But right now, since it's a youth celebration, we want to encourage the youth. And encourage them to serve God young. Keep the commandments of God when you're young. Because when you are maturing God, when you're young, you will be able to taste success in the prime of your adulthood. Not in the latter years of your adulthood. That's the third, consideration. There's another young man who started from his youth. As a teenager, he started obeying God's commandments. How many young people today want to be successful by the time they are 25, by the time they are 30? Let me tell you the secret. Keep God's commandment from now as a teenager, and you will be able to reach that level of success. But of course, there was one thing lacking in this rich young man. He forgot that there was something more. All his life, he has keep the commandments and he has received. Now he has to learn to give. And if he had learned the other part, he would have been one of the most fantastic disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. People like Joseph, in the book of Genesis, started to serve God when they were young. From a teenager, they have observed God's laws. Started serving young. People like Daniel, etc. And Daniel started serving God as a young man, while all the other young people around him have no goals, he has. And he reached out into three different empires as a right-hand man of all the most mighty kings of those days. If you want to reach the peak of success in your adulthood, start young. Those who started owing a lot, claim the promises of Psalms 103, verse 1, 2, and 3, that God will renew your youth like the eagles. Hallelujah! Who knows, one day we must have a few older people coming to share. I mean, it's good to have Sister Marta in her 70s still serving God. Hallelujah! She's as young as an eagle. And still traveling the world serving God. In fact, she's going to go somewhere soon, right? And another of a missionary trip. She's in her 70s. And we need all these examples to serve God. We need examples of young people, examples of older people coming to serve God, so that we know that whatever generation we are in, let's give God our best and serve God and do that which God wants us to do. Amen? Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask, O God, that you would establish your work in our lives. That, Lord, you would establish your call in our lives. And Father, we ask, Lord, that even as we serve you with all our hearts, mind, and soul, no matter what our age, young and old, or middle age, we thank you, O God, that you will fulfill your promises and all that you call us to do. O Father God, we have seen sometimes young people without proper guidance. We have tremendous gift and talent and call of God. and fall aside, and you never hear of them again because they have mixed with the wrong friends of God. They have the improper guidance. Lord, help us, O Lord, to guide the young, so that when they get into that which you have for their lives, Lord, that they could come up and grow forth in the fullness of the ministry you have for their lives. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together. And all to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. And as you sing that song, we want to invite you, if this is your first time here, you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to welcome you. Step right up to the front, to my left over there, and we'll pray for you, for Jesus to come into your heart and life. If you came with your friends, ask your friends to come to you to the front. At the same time, we want to give an altar call. Maybe you're a teenager here and you never make a decision for God. Maybe you've been told the wrong things, you've been told by adults who really love you, but who don't understand the ways of the Lord or the ministry of the Lord. And saying, no, there's nothing to your call. You know, don't think about it. Wait till you're 25, or wait till you're 30, wait till you're 21. But they don't know, because they themselves may not have served God full time. Maybe God wants you to respond now to Him and dedicate your life to serve God in a full time ministry. Let me tell you, there are a lot of adults running around today who have been called to the ministry while they were young. But when they went out into the world, they take success, they have good money, they have good income, they have all those things, and they are no more willing to serve God with everything within them. Too late to catch them. Right now, if you are a young person, now, this is for those of you who have never responded to any altar call to a full-time before. And you know you're called to the full-time service. I'm not saying that tomorrow you're going to give up everything and join Bible school. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you're making a decision now with God. You come and you know you're called to a full-time ministry. And remember what we taught earlier. Who, what, how. Get under a role model. Get under some guidance. A young person with a proper guidance can go very far. A young person without guidance will take a long, long time. And get under counsel, another right person, to guide you into the ministry that God has called you and develop you. So you're a teenager, you know you have a call of God, and you want to respond to the call of God. Now is the time. Secondly, some of us who are in our adulthood, you could be in your late 20s, late 30s, or in your 40s, or 50s. You knew that God called you to the ministry when you were young. Somehow, because of social, family, and other pressures, you never really responded. And you're saying, God, my life has passed. I'm old now. I can't undo what I have done. Oh Lord, is there still a place for me in your ministry? If you surrender to God all that you are, wherever you are, God can build something out of the position wherever you are. And we'd like you to respond to God. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for taking so many years to respond, but I want to respond to the full-time ministry that you have called me to. Praise God. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever alone trust in His presence. Jesus, I surrender all. us when we respond to God's call. Pastor Joshua can come and stand with us to pray with him. And Pastor Eric and your wife can come and minister to some of these young ones who have responded to God's call. And those of you who respond, we're going to pray for you even right now. Those of you who respond right now in your adulthood, we're going to pray with you that God will do something in your life. That God will enable you so that all that you've gone through will be an important part of that ministry that God will launch you in His time. At least your heart is ready, willing to go to do that which God has. Thank you, Jesus. Concentrate on Jesus. Follow me in prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. For dying on the cross. For my sins.
For my sins.
Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life.
Thank you, Jesus, for cleansing me.
For cleansing me
from all my sins,
with your precious blood.
Lord Jesus,
my life is yours.
I believe in my heart.
I confess in my mouth
that Jesus is Lord. I'm saved.
I'm born again.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands to God. We're going to pray for you right now. Close your eyes. Pastor Raj, come and minister to you. Thank you, Jesus. Bring it. Even now, he'll open some doors here and there. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord has given you a pastor's heart. You have always felt the hurts of the sheep, the needs of the sheep, the need of people to be led by a shepherd. Because the Lord has given you a shepherd's heart. And the Lord would have you to pastor people who are brokenhearted, people with broken lives. Yes. The Lord will send you to them. He will open doors for you to minister to them. When no one could understand them, you can, because the Lord gives you the pastor's anointing to understand their hurt, to understand their problem, to guide them and to help them. And as you move into that, the Lord will also quicken the teaching gift in your life to understand the word, rightly divide the word, so that you'll be able to share the word of God, and His anointing and wisdom will flow through your life. In Jesus' name. I surrender all. Surrender all. I surrender all. As the Savior, I surrender. Touch their lives. Renew, O God, your call and your vision in their lives. And open all the right doors for them to enter in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take these lives and make them your instrument. Your instrument, oh God, to touch other lives. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Your seal established on this life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do a new work in her life, Lord. Let a newness flow in her. Oh, Lord, your anointing will refresh and renew her, Lord. In Jesus' name, receive that anointing of God on your life. Seal His call. Seal His call, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I'll let a minister to the youth in your special way, understanding their needs and desires, problems. Wisdom, Lord, handle them in Jesus' name. fresh anointing flow upon their lives. That's when you called and chose them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender all. Opening up.